This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The formerly best-looking Attorney General in the United States, California Senator Kamala Harris, decided to fire up the Twitter machine last week to call for an assault weapons ban in this country. She says it's long past time we renew the assault weapon ban in this country. It is in the best interest of keeping all of us safe. Except it isn't. Her concept of the nation's best interest is not rooted in fact. So let's talk about her mislabeling of a personal defense weapon in a minute. But let's look at the FBI 2015 Uniform Crime Report that shows that criminals use knives or cutting instruments to kill their victims at nearly three times the rate of rifles and shotguns combined. They recorded 252 deaths by rifle of any kind compared to 1,544 stabbing deaths. Then there's the blunt object murders, 437 of them in 2015. Hands, fists, and feet accounted for 624 murders. But Senator Harris tells us that the problem is assault weapons. Senator Harris chooses to ignore the fact that the CDC, which is hardly a pro-gun bastion, looked at the full spectrum of gun control measures, including the assault weapons ban that was in effect between 1994 and 2004, and they couldn't point to a single measure that could be proven to reduce crime. A further congressional study found that the banned weapons and magazines were never used in more than a modest fraction of all gun murders. They also noted that assault weapons were rarely used in gun crimes even before the ban. She also ignores the fact that a ban on assault rifles is really a ban on a cosmetic feature. The AR-15 family of firearms is different from the military M16 M4. AR-15 rifles are semi-automatic, meaning they fire one bullet for each time the trigger is squeezed. They are used for sporting purposes, including hunting and recreational shooting. There are more than 13 million PDWs owned by Americans today, making them among the most popular weapons in the United States. And besides all that, she's calling for a ban on a rifle that even the New York Times admitted was a manufactured term meant to scare the public into supporting the Clinton-era ban that's centered on magazine capacity and cosmetic features, not the actual function. And despite all that she wants to believe, the PDW has proven itself time and time again in home defense. In March, three home invaders broke into a Broken Arrow, Oklahoma residence. 23-year-old, home at the time of the invasion, confronted the invaders and defended himself, killing the three criminals. In another case outside Houston, a 15-year-old used his father's AR-15 to protect his sister and family, or his sister and himself, from two home invaders. In North Carolina, a homeowner with an AR-15 traded shots with an armed robber entering his house who shot first. That kind of an example is numerous, and they're not hard to find. But Senator Harris is leading the march to say Americans have no business owning these rifles, and she's not the only one. The guys from Arbalest talk about the Fourth Circuit. They ruled this year that Maryland could deny citizens there the right to own these commonly owned weapons. This has already been answered one time by the Supreme Court in the Heller decision, in which Justice Antonin Scalia affirmed for the majority the right to keep and bear arms that are in common use. millions of law-abiding owners of the PDW, tells us that Senator Harris's call for an assault weapons ban is clearly off target. Let's pull this apart all together one more time, shall we? First of all, this is Kamala Harris positioning for 2020. If not 2020, then 2024. Kamala wants to be the first American president. She wants to be Obama 2.0. She wants to be what Hillary Clinton couldn't be. She is positioning herself for this already. And she'll be much like, Obama was, if she goes for 2020. There's going to be a lot of Democrats to go for 2020, and Kamala Harris will probably, she and Devil Patrick will probably be the two youngest. Everybody else is going to be a septuagenarian. And I don't know how that's going to play in the Bernie Sanders era, but I digress. In California, they're doing everything they can to make it a totally gun-prohibitive state. They don't want to have concealed carry reciprocity. They don't want to have, and this is all because of, and I hate to say this, okay? I hate to put it this way. But everybody in South Carolina, in California, that's a Freudian slip because I sort of feel the same way here. Everybody in California politics that seems to be pushing hard on the anti-gun agenda seems to be Hispanic. Can anybody explain that to me? Can anybody explain that one to me? Doesn't it sort of lend itself to this idea that Gun Owners of America and a few other people have been pushing, David Kodria, me, that if they were to give all of this blanket amnesty to a bunch of people that we don't even know their name, that they would try to use that that sheer number of voters to turn the United States into an anti-gun nation? And this is not being racist. I have served with everybody on this planet, basically. I don't hold anything against anybody. I only hold it against them if they are anti-freedom, if they are anti-constitution. And if they are, then I'm going to point out who they are. Now, if their ideas are so bloody good, okay, use my British heritage. If they're so good, why wouldn't I, as an American gun owner, back them on it? And why do they have to disarm me about it? And why do they have to start with the one weapon that a lot of people like me can use and employ effectively? And it's the one weapon that doesn't get used the most in homicide. Yes, it has been used in some horrific killings. Everything has been used in horrific killings. Cars, trucks, fire, dynamite, everything has been used in horrific killings. Pick up any one object you can think of, and it's probably been used to kill somebody. So let's back off of that, as far as the objects are concerned. Let's back away from that one, and let's just consider some other things. Why is it so important to ban the least dangerous? Well, it depends on who you think is the least dangerous too, doesn't it? That's the problem, because there's more AR-15s out there today than there is M4, M16s in the U.S. military inventory. And there's, what, 25 million military veterans walking around? Most of us believing the oath. I've run across a couple of anti-gunners that were in the military. Don't understand any of you guys, by the way. Don't get you. Don't get you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. After all of the, how would I put it? After all of the theater was over, after all that was done, the carpetbagging governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, he said that the white nationalists had hidden weapons throughout Charlottesville. Well, the state police went looking for those. Because that's a serious charge. You can't have weapons just where, you know, somebody might find them. The state police are disputing that. He made the comments in an interview with Black Lives Matter activist DeRay McKesson. The governor said they had battering rams and we had picked up different weapons that they had stashed around the city. That quote got picked up by The Guardian and other media, but a state police spokesperson refuted the claim Wednesday in an interview with the libertarian publication Reason. Corinne Geller, a spokesperson for the Virginia State Police, said the governor was referring to the briefing provided him in advance of Saturday's rally and the extra security measures being taken by local and state police. As a safety precaution in advance of August the 12th, such searches were conducted in and around Emancipation and McIntyre Parks. No weapons were located as a result of those searches. He also claimed that militia members in the crowd had better equipment than our state police had. According to Reason, he said, you saw the militia walking down the street, you would have thought they were an army. But Geller said the police were prepared for the rally. The governor was referencing the weapons and tactical gear the members of various groups attending the rally had on their persons. I can assure you that the Virginia State Police personnel were equipped with more than adequate specialized tactical and protective gear for the purpose of fulfilling their duties to serve and protect those in attendance of the August 12th event in Charlottesville. No kidding. I have said this many times. In the event that a gun owner does something stupid, transgresses a law, whatever it is, well, I fully expect the law to come down on him like a ton of bricks. And let me explain something to you. I am a proponent of martial arts. I think all self-defense arts have a place in your repertoire. You need to get some, at least learn one strike. If for the only reason to make sure that in the event that if you are grabbed and about to be assaulted and you need to make some room to get to your gun, you don't need to be in a wrestling match. You need to go ahead and strike and get you that extra space and then draw your weapon and then proceed. Most people, surprisingly, don't actually believe that part of it. In Florida, a guy has been arrested for pulling a gun on a martial arts instructor to try and prove a point about self-defense and firearms during a class at a Port St. Lucie school. That is, for me, borderline insanity, and I got to say, it's a good thing that that didn't happen in front of me. There's certain things that just don't have any place, and that's one of those things that doesn't have any place. Okay, you don't agree with the martial arts? Okay, I get that. I understand that. Pulling a gun on the instructor? I don't get that. Why would you do something like that? Martial arts instructor Christopher LaSala was teaching a self-defense class at Grace Christian Academy Sunday night, and one parent asked about using guns. And LaSala reported that guns aren't always the right choice for self-defense. To a certain degree, he is correct in certain instances. Like, if I'm in the middle of a nursery school, I'm doing my best not to have to start shooting up in there. But that didn't sit well with 61-year-old George Meyer, who said martial arts were useless, and then he pulled out a handgun, pointed it at LaSalle, and said, "Bang, you're dead." When he walked to his chair, he made sure he let everyone know his gun was locked and loaded and ready to fire, according to LaSalle. He then left the class to call the police and alert school administration. Port St. Lucie Police spokesperson Frank Sable said, if you want to have discussion or debate about martial arts and firearms, well, you talk about it. You don't have to, especially if it's illegal, to pull out a gun and point it at somebody to make a point. Police arrested Meyer at his Port Lucy residence and seized his handgun. And while Meyer claimed he pulled the gun but didn't point it at anyone, he caught charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill and other gun-related charges, including carrying a concealed firearm without a permit. After being released on bond, he reportedly returned to the school Monday afternoon and was cited for trespassing. Something is wrong with this guy. This is one of these guys that has slipped through the cracks. I know what you're saying, Bill. Why you got to be that way, Bill? Why you got to say that about somebody? Well, it's because it's obvious. You don't get arrested and then go back after you've broken the law. Well, I guess if you're a lawbreaker, I guess you would. You certainly don't pull out a gun in front of a bunch of kids, point it at their instructor and say, bang, you're dead. And he was already committing a criminal act anyway. He was carrying without a permit. In Florida, you cannot carry without a permit. I know what everybody's thinking, though. I'm being harsh on him, but somebody needs to be harsh on him. That's very alarming that he went back to that. If I were them, I'd be watching this guy real close. I'd be watching him real close, and I would not cut him any slack on this. I need to see something about this guy. I need to see what is his history. What is this the first time he's had a run-in with the law? Where did all this come from? What was he doing in the class? Did he have a child in the class? Why was he there? Lots and lots of questions. Hopefully he is tried and then he gets on the prohibited persons list. But as you can tell, he doesn't have any problems breaking the law already. So we may hear from him again. I hope not in a tragic way. Now, that guy is he's sort of out there. I'm sort of out there. That would upset me a great deal if I was in that class with my child. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This campaign that's going on out of Charlottesville by virtually every media outlet, every Democrat, and way too many squishy Republicans to try to label the president as some kind of racist and Nazi sympathizers, beginning to leave it starting to smell like an orchestrated smear. Because it's the same actors all the time. It's always the same actors. It's this conflagration is beginning to feel like a setup. Weeks or months in the planning. Planned by whom is the question. We know that Michael Signer, whatever his name is, the mayor of Charlottesville, declared his city to be the capital of the resistance just after Trump's inauguration. We know that the carpetbagging governor, Terry McAuliffe, is a corruptocrat, joined at the hip to the Clintons. He pardoned 60,000 felons in order to ensure his reelection as governor. We know he would like to run for president himself. We know that Obama and his inner circle have set up a war room in his D.C. home to plan and execute resistance to the Trump administration and his legislative agenda, although he's too busy partying right now. None of these people care about the American people or the fact that Trump won the election because millions of people voted for him. They suggest that those deranged persons who went to Charlottesville as members of one of the several fringe groups, Unite the Right, Neo-Nazi, or KKK, are Trump's base. As if there are more than a few hundred or thousand of them throughout the country. There's not enough of those people to affect anything or elect anybody. Those who are actual members of those small groups are most likely, to a degree, people mentally ill to one degree or another. And he has disavowed them all over and over and over again. Liz Crokin, an entertainment reporter, no fan of Trump, wrote in 2016 that she had covered Trump for over a decade. And in all of that time, no one had ever suggested he was a racist, homophobic, or sympathetic to white supremacists. That all began after he announced his campaign. And then the fake narrative began. They set out to defame him from moment one, and when he won the election, their shock, dismay, and intolerance for every opinion that differs from their own shifted into hysterical overdrive. They mounted their crusade to destroy his presidency on November the 9th, 2016. So what if Sinner and McAuliffe, in conjunction with Antifa and the other Soros-funded groups like Black Lives Matter, planned and orchestrated what happened in Charlottesville and meant for events to unfold roughly like they did? If they did, this was icing on their sick, immoral cake. If this was all a part of a plan, you would hope that those behind it suffer for their part and responsibility for the tragic death of Heather Heyer. The founder of Unite the Right, Jason Kessler, was an activist with Occupy Wall Street and an Obama supporter. He sees himself as a professional provocateur. What if he was a ringer? One of those phonies who revels in riling up some crazy people for some political purpose. Because we know the left is skilled in all manner of dirty tricks. That's the sort of thing that Robert Kramer's job for the Hillary campaign, hiring thugs to incite violence that can be blamed on Trump supporters. Think about Ferguson and Baltimore and Berkeley and Antifa and BLM. They're every bit as fascist as any of the supremacist groups. They're more violent and they're more of them. Why is the left so afraid to admit this fact? Even Peter Beinart did it in the Atlantic. And since that day, the call to remove the statues on display that honor any members of the Confederacy has become shrill and frenzied. Erasing American history benefits who? No one. The supremacist groups had a permit. They had applied months in advance. And the Antifa Black Lives Matter groups did not have a permit. The local police at some point, on whose order we do not know, turned the pro-statue groups toward the Antifa and BLM groups, many of whom were armed with lethal weapons, soda cans filled with cement, bottles filled with urine, baseball bats, and boards with screws protruding to do maximum harm, and improvised flamethrowers. These are the people who initiated the violence. How do you show up planning to have a melee and people look at it and say, this was not a bunch of melee weapons? If you're going to pit groups of demented races, all of them on both sides are certainly that, against each other, well, violence is going to be a byproduct. There were probably some counter-protesters and some protesters there that were actually there about the statues. And that's who the decent people were that Trump was referring to. When Trump spoke out on Saturday, his statement was perfectly fine given the known facts at the time. Both the media reacted as though he had defended the supremacist group, so he did not. He wasn't even close. It was as though no matter what he said, they were going to attack his remarks as being insufficient. When he reiterated his horror at the brawl the next day and named the groups present, they again reacted as if he had defended the supremacist groups because he said there was mayhem committed by both sides. And he correctly stated that there was violence perpetrated by members of all the groups present. But they were apoplectic, even though they surely knew that what he said was true. Reporters on the scene saw the police stand down. Only one of them reported that truth. Makes you wonder if talking points were distributed before the event took place and before Trump said a word about it. We don't need to call the Democrats liberals anymore. They are leftists. They are not progressive. They are regressive and repressive. They seek to overturn the First Amendment. You know they want to overturn the Second. They mean to indoctrinate and have successive generations via public and private education. And they become more fascist by the day. They're not anti-fascist, they are fascist. Along with the groups like Antifa, BLM, and the host of the anti-democratic groups like George Soros, funds to protest all around the nation, the media and the Democrats in Congress seek to overthrow an elected president in order to impose their vision of some sort of socialist utopia that's never going to exist. If they got their way, at best, they would have a Venezuela-style two-tiered class system, the ultra-rich and the very poor, sort of like California, who are kept in their place by economic and social control. And the millions of people who see the left for what it has become see this, and that's why they voted for Trump. It's a little disheartening to see so many of these American elites in privilege and wealth and position within the media be so completely of one unthinking mind. It's like they have a brace on their brain. They're afraid to buck the rigid mindset of their peers. They become a mouthpiece for their own group identity. They become the Borg. Do they believe what they say? Those in Congress, all the Democrats and the anti-Trump Republicans, essentially care about one thing and one thing only, being reelected. They cannot afford to offend their donors and lobbyists, so they trip over each other getting to the nearest camera to align themselves with whatever opinion they think will put them on the right side of the money people. And they're wrong. They were wrong the last time. But, you know, the talking heads, Chuck Todd, Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, Shepard Smith, it's a contest to see who slams him the most. But it's a race that even if they win, they lose. I'll explain that when we get back. But, if you look a little deeper, you'll see the desperation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dome, behind you.
While we're sitting around watching these monuments come down and these baseball bats swung at heads and, you know, the various new groups that didn't exist a year and a half ago coming to the forefront, let's do something that nobody else wants you to do. And let's look at the Democratic cash situation. Because it's not very pretty. They've been going through most months of post-election malaise, and the first 6 months of 2017, they haven't taken in a whole lot. There's a money gap now. And it's raising questions about the Democrats' ability to take advantage of opportunity, if there's any, in the 2018 midterms. The DNC raised $38.2 million in the first half of the year, compared with the Republican National Committee's $75.4 million haul during that period. They doubled it, basically. As of June the 30th, the RNC has $45 million in the bank. The DNC has just under $7.5 million, along with $3 million in debt, or let's just say $4.5 million. The Democrats are frustrated by this sluggish fundraising pace, which comes even as Trump's supposed sagging approval numbers drives Democratic outrage across the country. I guess they haven't been paying attention to what they're supposed to be doing. I guess they've been bringing down monuments and carrying out the resistance. The Democrats have two problems, and bringing down a monument is not going to fix any of them. They've reduced their entire message to being anti-Trump, and that is dangerous for them because they put all of their eggs in one basket, and for this to work, Trump has to be a complete and total failure. He has to fumble. He may fumble, but he may not. If this were a sporting event, like an NFL game, there's not very many NFL coaches who come into a big game hoping that the opponents will fumble. Normally, it's all based on plays that get you a touchdown. The fumble is a gift that you gladly take. Second, the Democrats have chosen two issues that most Americans don't support. They've chosen sanctuary cities and bringing down monuments. The Democrats right now are considered what would be considered the out power party out of power. And historically, there's always a chance to make gains in the first midterm election. But they're not positioning themselves for this. They look like they're invested in the same policies that cost them 1,000 seats during the Obama years. That makes me scratch my follically challenged skull. Because most of these people are political animals. They know how the game is played. And yet, it's like they've abandoned the game. Now, let's look at the media and the snowflakes for just a second. The media has a problem with Trump. And the events in Charlottesville sort of illustrate that. Supporters of the president are going to remain with him under almost any circumstance. And his opponents will oppose him regardless of what he says. And if he says good morning, they'll manage to find some sort of motive in that statement. And there's a large number of people who might get swayed either way. And if they get their information exclusively from the establishment media, they may tend to be critical of the president. The establishment media is almost universally opposed to Trump. The problem for the media is that an increasing number of people are getting their information from the interwebs. Now, the internet contains a wide spectrum of information, and much of it is nonsensical. But there's a lot of information that's 100% accurate. If people want to know what the president actually said during his press conference, they can read the transcript. And then a fair-minded, free-thinking person can decide for themselves if his remarks have been distorted. Much of the criticism this time around is coming from his condemnation of both sides and the violence in Charlottesville. He was asked, is the alt-left as bad as white supremacy? And he responded, you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent. Very accurate, and to the left, inexcusable. The progressive narrative is the Antifa are against hate, and therefore they are the good guys. And this has been, this is now being, that water is being carried by some of his Republican opponents as well. Senator John McCain claimed that there's no moral equivalency between racists and Americans standing up to defy hate and bigotry. The President of the United States should say so. Mitt Romney tweeted, no, not the same. One side is racist, bigoted, Nazi. The other opposes racism and bigotry. Morally different universes. Lindsey Graham, through his statements yesterday, President Trump took a step backward by again suggesting there is moral equivalency between the white supremacist neo-Nazi and KKK members and people like Heather Heyer, which that is the lowest of the low, you little punk. You light in the loafers punk. And you're my senior senator. Are the organizations attacking the alt-right respectable groups worthy of support by Republican senators? These are the protesters that frequently wear masks to conceal their identity. They wear shirts that has Che Guevara or Mao Zedong as a fashion statement. They carry flags from an ideology responsible for the deaths of around 100 million people. They riot at G20 summits, causing extensive property damage. Perhaps the two groups are not morally equivalent. The Antifa have a record that is far more destructive than any alt-right group right now. Trump has repeatedly condemned them. He says, I've condemned neo-Nazis. Neo-Nazis and white nationalists should be condemned totally. It looked like they had some rough, bad people. Neo-Nazis, white traditionalists, nationalists, whatever you want to call them. He mentioned those who attended the protests who were not extremists but attended because they opposed the removal of historic monuments. He remarked, you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. That is not an unfair sentence, and it is very clear. He states, other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists. Yet a reporter immediately asks, sir, I just didn't understand what you were saying. You were saying the press has treated white nationalists unfairly. I just don't understand what you were saying. Didn't these guys go to school? Oh, yeah, they went to public school. That's right. Sorry. And then my senator's comment, the president equated the neo-Nazis with Heather Heyer. Trump specifically said, I hear she was a fine, really, actually an incredible young woman. The other inexcusable statement by the president was his claim that you're changing history, you're changing culture. So this week, it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson is coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? Is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really have to ask yourself, where does it stop? When it's pointed out that George Washington and Robert E. Lee are not the same, he responded they were both slave owners. The reporters claimed that Lee and Washington were not the same, implied that after Lee, the protest would end. However, there have been news reports that there are now calls for the removal, and I've talked about this. So, if all the demands of the Antifa were granted and every last vestige of the Confederacy was removed, would they all return to their homes and resume a peaceful life? No, they would create a new list of demands. The Confederate monument is just a tool they're using to assert power. This is a low-hanging fruit, like the assault weapon ban would be in the gun world. Assault weapons are so scary, we must not have them. Republican politicians are attacking their own president. This is either incredibly cynical of them or incredibly ignorant. Antifa is morally depraved. And these politicians, their motives are highly questionable. Normally I would sit back and say, this is just them wanting the status quo. It's way beyond that now, boys. Way beyond that. The rhinos, you guys aren't rhinos. Just change that R to a D. Go pro. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.